This is KCUR. I'm Suzanne Hogan. The Westside community is organizing tributes as residents and colleagues mourn the loss of longtime community activist Linda Callen. Callen died on Sunday in Kansas City. She had been diagnosed with cancer just a few weeks ago. Callen was the director of the Community Action Center in the heart of the West Side. She was well known for her support of men seeking day work, who congregated near the center of I-35 and Southwest Boulevard. Many were low income and migrants, and Callen saw to it that they had food and clean clothing as they waited under the I-35 bridge. Callen also was committed to community policing. Octavio, or Chato Villalobos, of the KCPD worked by her side for many years. He says Callen was an unconventional humanitarian.
She's very, assertive about her expectations of everybody in this community. You know, she really wanted us to all set a standard for ourselves as people who lived, worked, and played here. Her philosophy was if the community is safe for a kid to play and for a senior citizen to enjoy, then it would take care of everything else. The economics, crime, as far as disorder, and she just really believed that in her heart.
Was she right?
She was absolutely right. At that time, when the day labor program, when she started, people were concerned about taking in these guys and letting them, use your facilities. We don't know where they come from. She just like, we can complain about all the bad things going on in this neighborhood, but until we start treating people like people, then all we're going to be doing is putting small band-aids on huge cuts, and it's not going to work. We're going to be working our butt off because we care, but it's not going to take care of any problems. And she really believed that the root of all problems was just to take care of each other. And once we started doing that, even with our approach to law enforcement, we really started to see a difference. Drop calls for service, 911 calls. We started seeing facilities popping up everywhere.
Let me ask you this, officer. Earlier you say that Linda was very assertive. I'm wondering if that's a charitable way of saying she was maybe bossy and strong-willed in her vision and what she wanted to get done?
Linda was a pistol. She had nothing and therefore had nothing to lose.
What do you mean she had nothing?
She didn't own her own home. She worked for next to nothing doing this job. 60, 80 hours a week, you could see her out there picking up trash on the sidewalk. And a lot of people, who are real dear friends of her now, we all started off bumping heads with her because she was very unapologetic about her love and passion for this community, and she's well-respected, and there's a lot of people that have butt heads with her, She is very strong-willed.
I just noticed a few seconds ago that you were really talking about her still in the present tense. Is it kind of hard for you to believe that she's actually gone?
She's not gone. There's no way. She's going to be on my shoulder, riding my tail. For the rest of my life, her spirit will be here. I will always talk about her in present tense. People are coming through this building right now. The most vulnerable, the most exploitable people who had no voice and had no influence to pay tribute and how she helped them.
Did you have a chance to see her soon before she died?
I did. I had a chance to tell her how much I loved her and to to thank her for her spirit and her influence in my life. She gave me permission to use more of my heart than with the culture of Ferguson right now. It's real easy for a lot of people to paint us all with the same brush. People out there, and Linda just was a constant reminder to us, like, hey, this is why it's real important that we police officers here in Kansas City continue to do what we're doing and the inroads we're making with the communities. And Linda's a big catalyst in making that happen,
Yeah. Well, officer, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us and to you and all of the people at the department down there and in the community. We're very, very sorry for your loss.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Octavio Chato Villalobos spoke with KCUR's Laura Ziegler. The men Linda Callen served are organizing an altar in her memory at the Cann Center at 21st and Jefferson. A celebration of her life will take place this Friday morning at 11:00.